Okay, here we go.
You gotta give it to him, though. He did keep his girlish figure in a coma. You can do that. Who manages to keep on the pounds in a coma for 10 years? That's hard.
We begin on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are on the 7th line. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? Al Hashishis Huaymer Mishanas Yoda. So the Mishnah had stated that there were 6 extra brachos that we said on the last Zayin Ta'anesim, and there were 7 extended brachos, because the bracha of Goel Yisrael, which is before the 6 additional brachos, was extended. And so the 6th bracha was Misha Anaz Yonah, B'mei Adaga. And the 7th one is Misha Anaz David. So the Gemara asked the obvious question, Michti, Yonah Basar David Shlomo Hafa. Yonah lived after David Shlomo. So therefore the order of the brachos is inverted. We should in fact say the bracha for David and Shlomo first, as we have been going in order with all the brachos up until this point. So why, my time of Maktim Leberesha, why do we do Yonah before David and Shlomo? So the Gemara says, Mishum Deboy Lemichta Marachim Malaretz, because the whole point of our fast is to get rain for Eretz Yisrael. So we want to end off on the right note. So we want to end off saying Baruch Atah Hashem Merachim Al Haaretz, who has Rachmanis on the land to stir Hashem's heart, so to speak, to give us rain. So that's how we want to end off, and therefore we end off with David and Shlomo, who are most connected to the land, either because they were kovesh the land. They conquered the land, or because they had direct ties to the Mikdash, which is the essential point of the land. So that's why we do it. That's why we end off inverting the order and doing Yonah first as opposed to David and Shlomo. Tana mishum sumcha samru. The Gemara ends off with an interesting note. In the name of Sumchus, they said, instead of Baruch Atah Hashem Merachim Al Haaretz, they said Baruch Atah Hashem Mashpil Haramim, he who humbles the haughty. Very interesting. It's an interesting note the Gemara is bringing in here. I'm not sure exactly what the Hesber is, but it could be that it depends. You know, what is the ultimate point of all of these fasts? One can say that the point of the fast is to get the rain. So that's why we're doing this whole thing. But of course, what was the reason why we lost the rain to begin with? It's because we took everything for granted. Because we took everything for granted, and we thought that we were entitled. So to bring us back to the point where we're supposed to be at, where the rain won't be stopping anymore, Sumchus says, we should be saying, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mashpil Haramin, he who humbles the haughty. And by doing so, by making such a bracha, we are not only entreating Hashem to have pity on us for having been haughty, but it is also a sort of rebuke to us that we should continue to be humbled along the same lines.
So, when were these brachas changed, or is it just, it should have been this, but we have
We're saying the Yonah and the Shlomo, David and Shlomo. At no point did we ever do it the other way around. The Gemara is simply asking, because chronologically Yonah lived after Shlomo and David, it's strange that the Mishnah and that we, Lamaisa, are saying the brachas inverted. But at no point did we ever say it the other way around.
Meaning that these brachas didn't come into being until after David and Shlomo.
Well, that's for sure. That's for sure. Okay. Fine. The Gemara continues. The Mishnah had said that Shalosh Ta'anios Harishonos Anshe Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimin. We went on to explain in the Mishnah that the first Ta'anios, the Anshe Mishmar, meaning the people who worked that week in the Mikdash, they would fast, but they wouldn't complete the fast. And the Mishnah described different scenarios in which the Anshei Mishmar fasted, or the Anshei Bisav fasted, v'chule, v'chule. The Gemara goes on a little bit tangent, but still discussing the same topic. Tanu Rabbanan, mipnei ma omru Anshei Mishmar mutarin lishtos yayin b'leilos v'alo b'yamim. What was the reason why they say that the Anshe Mishmar, they're allowed to drink wine at night, but they're not allowed to drink wine during the day? We had explained this in the Mishnah, now we're giving a little bit more beer. The Gemara says, Mishum Hashem etachabit ha'avoda al Anshe Beisav, because maybe the avoda will be too great, too cumbersome for the Anshe Beisav, for the people working that day, and they're going to require the assistance of the people working that week. So that the Anshe Mishmar can come ahead and they can assist them. Of course, if they are all liquored up, then they can't assist.
So why is there even a discussion? I mean, how can he even drink at night? I don't get it.
They can drink at night because the assumption is that most of the karbanos were brought during the day. The karbanos that were brought later in the day that still require some work at night, because maybe they fell off the Mizbeach, or maybe they were, so they require a little bit of work. That little work that's done at night, the Kohanim who are working that day can certainly handle. The Anshe Mishmar who are working that week, they wouldn't be needed during the nighttime, so they can get all liquored up.
Is it the Isser in drinking or getting drunk?
Isser is off. So this is going to be something that we will discuss on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It's a good question, and the Gemara in fact will go through up to what point can a person drink? Can a person drink and still work in the mikdash, etc. It's a good question. I believe the short answer to the really lengthy hesber is a revius. Essentially, it's a revius. But we'll get into it. The enzyme and a base. We'll get into it on. Actually, we might even get there today, depending on how well behaved you guys are. So we're not going to get there today.
We're not going to get there.
No, there's no chance.
I haven't asked any questions yet.
What? Right. I know. I'm just waiting. I'm bracing myself. So here we go. Next question. The Braisa continues. Mipnei ma amru anshe beisav. Those are the people working on that day. Lo b'yom v'lo b'layla. Why do we say that they cannot get intoxicated, cannot drink at day or night? Mipnei shehein asukin tamin ba'avoda. This is again because they're doing the avodas. They're doing the avodas. Their avodas is puzzle. The avodas is mechulal if they do it, and their chayiv misa, which is kind of a double whammy. I think the misa is probably worse than a worse whammy. But they're both pretty bad whammies, I would say, right? I mean, if you were to rank the whammies, the level of whammy, I think it's a pretty high whammy to say Chayv Misa, but I think both.
If you would spin and you would say no whammies, you would say Chayv Misa, no whammies, no whammies.
Right? That's exactly right. That's the way I would put it. What? It doesn't get any worse than Chayv Misa, you're saying. Okay. It's hard to argue with that, really.
I think
Chayv
Karis is worse.
Misa is actually worse than Karis.
Misa gives the kaparo.
The question is, the Gemara and Psachim is Misa Bidei Shamayim worse than Karis? Right. That's a question. Anyway, so the Gemara says...
This is Misa Bidei Shamayim.
What?
This is Misa Bidei Shamayim.
Yes, you're right. This is Misa Bidei Shamayim. I stand corrected, absolutely. This is Misa Bidei Shamayim. Yes. A Kohen who is Oved intoxicated is Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim.
We're not having a Bihu intoxicated...
That's one opinion. It's one opinion. That is not, believe it or not, our Gemara.
but it seems to be related.
What?
It seems to be related.
It is related in almost no way, except for the fact that they were Kohanim in the
Mikdash. Were drinking during the Avoda?
And they were drinking during the Avoda.
I hear you.
Okay, I hear it. I hear it's close enough.
And they were Chayv Misa Bidei Shamayim, like immediately.
Right. Okay, very good. Okay.
That was harsh that you said it was not related.
Okay, it's related. It's very heavily related. I'm surprised, in fact, that the Gemara does not bring it down. I'm actually shocked that it's not in our Gemara. I have to tell you. I don't even know if we should go on. But anyway. Here we go.
I think we should switch to Yerushalmi. What were they doing? What were they seeing?
I guess we should. I guess we should just learn Parashas Shmini and just forget about this Gemara entirely. But anyway.
We'll turn this into a Parashas Shmini Kippur.
Mikan Amru. Kol Kohen Shemakir Mishmar Tov is a very interesting halacha. According to the Tanakhama, Mikan Amru Kol Kohen Shemakir Mishmar Tov. Any Kohen who recognizes his Mishmeres. So if you have a lineage, if you have a family tree, an accurate family tree, and you're makir your own Mishmeres, you know what group you belong to, Umishmeres Beisav, and you know what day your group is supposed to be oved, if you have such a good tree, V'yodea Shebate Avosav Kivuin Sham, and you know that your Bate Avos are still Kavua, meaning that they're still legitimate. They haven't been kicked out of the Mikdash for doing bad things. So, that's one opinion in Rashi. The other opinion in Rashi, I don't understand. But anyway, you know that they're still valid Kohanim who would be Oved. So if you know your group, your week, and you know your day of the week that you're supposed to be Oved, you've been keeping track for generations and generations, and you know that your lineage is true, Asur Lishtos Yayin Kolosu Hayom, the day that you're supposed to be Oved, you're not allowed to be. Why? As we'll see, because Bimheira, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, you might be needed. Ken Yiratzon. So therefore, that whole day, you cannot drink. What a shame. If you know your Mishmeres, you know the week that you're supposed to be working, but you've kind of lost track of your Mishmeres Beisav, so you don't know exactly what day of the week, you just know the week. So then, and Yodea Shabbati Avosav Kivuin Sham, and you do know that your lineage is good and that your Kohanship is good, meaning you're a cat's kuf tzadi, not a cat's kuf aleph tzadi. Right? You're a valid Kohen. So if you know that, then us Elishdos Yain Kalosa Shabbos. Then all week you can't drink wine. Why? Because you could be up to bat. You could be up to bat without a bat in your hands. So you better know what you better know.
2 weeks out of a year you're right, you can't drink.
Approximately 2 weeks out of the year, you would not
every
be able
year.
To drink. Yeah, it's very, very hard. It's very hard for people.
Nowadays.
What?
Even nowadays.
According to the Tanakhama, we'll see it's not the halacha.
Is that but, really very hard?
No, that was a joke. I gotta be careful. Yeah, it was a joke. It was obviously not a very good one, not a very sharp one, but it was an attempted joke.
What?
It was an attempted joke.
David.
Oh, yeah, not another joke, because the joke wasn't good.
Did they have grape juice in those days?
Oh, I don't know. I have a better question for you. If they did not put a V who drink the grape juice?
No, wait. And if they did, was it an usher to the Kohen if he was based?
Right.
Or whatever.
Well, as you said, they actually had cherry coke. So.
No, that would it would have to be
moon.
It would have to be
yain v'shechar. I'll take
yain v'shechar. It's not grape. Not grape juice.
It's not intoxicating.
Not mitzvah is not the yisur.
It's not intoxicating.
What? The vada had kedem. You can't live without kedem. You can't go a Shabbos without kedem. You kidding me?
True.
Yeah, gosh, the Israeli stuff's very tough. Very tough to take. Anyway, I digress. What?
They had spring juice also.
What did you say?
Yeah, I think it was on sale for $2.55 or something like that. Anyway.
In the midbar, it was tough. They only had 13%.
Anyway, I digress. Point is, fine. What if Eino Makir Mishmarto, Umishmiris Beisav Shadov, Viodea Shabbati Avosav Kavuan? What if you know that you have a valid Kohenship, meaning that you're a valid Kohen, but you have no idea, like many of us do, we have no idea about which Mishmeres we belong to, Mishmeres Beis Av we belong to.
You
have no
idea. You're just never allowed
to drink. Either. Oh! Asur Lishtos Yayin Kol HaShana. The entire year you cannot drink because at any given time, at any given day, you might be called on to pinch hit. Okay, that's the Tanakhama. So Rebbe says, I hold Asur Lishtos Yayin LaOlam. Really, you can never drink wine. You should never be able to drink wine, says Rebbe. However, Aval Ma'as, what can I do? Shetakanto Kikolaso. That his takana, meaning his fix, the fact that he's able to drink, is because of his kilkolas, because of the fact that we've lost the mikdash, because of our ruin. Because our ruin, meaning the fact that we've lost the mikdash and we've been without the mikdash so long, is actually works in our favor, so to speak.
His favor, in the Kohen's favor.
In the Kohen's favor, in that because we've been so far removed from the Mikdash, so So therefore, the fact that Bimheira Yibana Beis HaMikdash, we're not going to Aser a Kohen because of that. Kacha. That's what Rebbe says. So therefore, Rebbe holds that a Kohen can drink wine. And Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Keman Shasu Ha'idna Kani Chamra. So therefore, it says Abaye, according to whom do Kohanim nowadays drink wine? As we know, Kohanim drink wine, right? Ki Rebbe. That goes like Rebbe, who says that really, I would outlaw it. But what can I do? What can I do? It's been so long since we've had the Mikdash, and I can't tell Kohanim for all these many, many years not to drink wine. So, takanaso kokolaso.
So at what point does that become okay for a Kohen to drink wine? Like, at what point in history from where we don't have the base of Mikdash? It's like, okay, it's okay. I mean, it's like weird. It's a weird spore. So what are we to do? Because it's been so long. At what point has it become so long that it was...
Well, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was living... how many years after the Mikdash was Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi? Didn't we have a Gemara like this? We had a Gemara like this in Rosh Hashanah.
70? I don't know.
He was the end of the... annoying stages. Maybe it was like 100. Close to it. At any rate,
David,
according to him, it was
so
fine.
If you're going by, who was it, Abaya?
The last opinion was Abaya, yes.
Yeah. You can never drink. Okay.
Now, according to Abaya, we can. According to Abaya, we can.
Well, wait a minute, who's the one that says you can't?
Oh, the Tanakama. Well, the Tanakama says you can never drink.
Yeah, okay. Tanakama says
if you
can never...
If you don't know, right?
Yeah.
But if you do know...
Yeah, most of us don't know.
Yeah. Most of us don't know. But the point is
but you
that
know.
According to his sock, okay, that it seems contradiction because...
Why?
You have a meal, Muslimin.
Oh yeah, but this is
you
the
know,
same question you asked before.
Example,
no, Mizumi, you don't do it. You don't drink the wine. Don't drink the wine. Don't do the wine. Just say the benching.
You don't have to drink the wine.
You don't have to do it. Just what do you mean? Just
really? Because you know they put a coast in front of you.
No, don't pick up that coast. Do not pick up that coast. Don't do it. Don't do it, Moshe. Don't do it. Do not.
Wait. Or buy Sheva Brachas.
Sheva Brachas.
Buy Chris. You know, the same deal, I guess.
Yeah, what if he's the
or just leave. Just leave. Just leave, pick up and leave.
Then you don't have a coin to leave.
Then you don't have a coin to leave, okay. And you do have a levy. Alright.
Don't like a levy.
Alright. Here we go. That was exciting. All right, never a dull moment.
You didn't hear my parody.
What?
Have to do it for you sometimes.
No, that's okay.
After Shear,
after
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, after Shear, please. The Gemara continues. Anshe Mishmar v'Anshe Mamed Asurin l'Saper l'Chabis. The Anshe Mishmar, if you're coming in for that week, if you're coming in to do your duties during that week, then asur lesapir lachabis, you're not allowed to to take a haircut and to wash your clothes during that week. Ubachamishi, however, on Thursday mutar mipnei kavod Shabbos. On Thursday you're allowed to because of kavod Shabbos. Nowadays we do all these things kavod Shabbos on Friday, but back then it was too hassle. What? I'm saying they were.
I don't get my haircut on Friday. It's almost gone.
Okay, all right, I stand correct. Anyway. If you're coming in for that week, you had to have taken care of your business beforehand, so you had to get your haircut beforehand. So just remember that when you're not doing the avoda.
Well, is the concern they're going to get so involved with this work, they're not going to be able to work?
No, so the Gemara is going to say my time. But what's the reason for this? It's not because what Rabbi Reiser wanted to say. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Instead, the reason is because Kidei Shelo Yichansu LeMishmar Asam Kasheheim Menuvalin. We don't want you to push off getting a haircut until the week that you're actually coming into the mikdash, because then you're coming into the mikdash, you look like a manuva. You look like What is it, like Don King? I mean, this is crazy. I can't do this.
The idea was to get them to do these things before they come for the mission.
Yeah, you should come here. You should present yourself.
But at the same time, the mission acknowledges that there will be something for the dome because it says on the
correct. There are going to be, exactly. There are going to be people. Well, the truth is, it could be that when it says Bahamisha, you're allowed to. That could be talking about kibbutz. Talking about kibbutz.
Talking about the stuff. To, even if they did before the week started, then the following Thursday, the week Thursday of the week. That's why I thought that's right.
Thursday of the week that you're Ovid.
So they have to do. They have to shave again.
Possibly, it's possibly talking about shaving, but it could be talking about like kibbutz.
Someone did manage to do it before the Mishnah started.
It could be. But lechatchila, we want you to come into the mikdash mechubad.
Why should you have to do it both before and then you do it again on Thursday?
Do it again on Thursday. That's what you're right? saying. You're saying doing it again on Thursday.
It's not for people who didn't
5 o'clock shadow. You don't like the 5 o'clock shadow.
You don't think Rabbi Shalom appreciates the five o'clock shadow?
Is what you're saying?
Yeah, they want you to come
nor,
in
nor Don King.
Or the Don King.
They want you to come into the week, right? Come into the mikdash. When do you come into the mikdash? What day do they come?
I don't come into the mikdash.
What day do they come into the mikdash? Sunday or before Shabbos?
No, they were there for Shabbos. They were there for Shabbos. So they would presumably come Friday.
They would come in on Friday. And they would come in on Friday. So right, so the following Thursday they can
So they wanted to prevent them from having to doing it on Mitzvah Shabbos.
They wanted
after Shabbos.
What?
If they come on Friday, that means they're... If the next batch comes on Friday, that means the following Thursday, the first group leaves, right?
No, they don't leave. There's an overlap. These are Mishnayos Mefurashos and
Friday or overlap?
Sukkah. Where are these Mishnayos?
They're actually serving two Shabbos. Is that what you're saying?
They're not serving, actually. I don't think they're serving.
They're in the support role. Like if something falls over,
I don't even know if they're in the support role. I think they just stay for Shabbos and they're just watching cable news. I don't know what they're doing.
Is the halacha the same about the Levium? Because I know the Levium in the choir, they're not allowed to have the satchels, right? So wouldn't it be?
I don't know. Who did in the satchels? You got to ask Raleigh Fingers about that one.
I don't think they're watching cable news on Shabbos.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Tanarabanan.
7:17.
What? 7:17. Okay. Melech mistaper b'chol yom. Halacha is a melech should take a haircut every single day. This is going to be a fascinating one, by the way. Unbelievable gemara. Anyway, kohen gadol me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. A kohen gadol must take a haircut from 1 week to the next. He has 1 week, and then he has to take another haircut. Kohen hedyot achas l'shloshim yom. A kohen hedyot every 30 days should take a haircut. Now the gemara is going to explain each one. Why is it that a melech is every day? Why is it that a kohen gadol is every week? Why is it that the kohen hedyot is every 30 days? Says the gemara, melech misaper b'chol yom. Why is a king have to get a haircut every day? My taima, amar Rabbi Abba bar Zavda amar Kra, because the pasuk says, melech b'yafyo. A king in his beauty, in his ultimate beauty, right? In his primary state of beauty, your eyes shall see. So you, in other words, you should see the Kohen Gadol in his absolute perfection.
King.
What? I'm sorry. I apologize. The king in his A. So that's unbelievable.
Lama Gimel is what, 33?
33. That's today.
Lagbi Yeshiyahu.
What?
Lagbi Yeshiyahu.
I don't get it. I'm sorry. I don't get it.
Lamed Gimel.
Yeah.
Lag.
Yeah.
Yeshiyahu.
Yeah.
Lag Bomer.
Oh, Lag Yeshiyahu. Is that what your joke was?
Yes.
Oh,
what
okay.
a joke.
I'm sorry. I didn't get that one. Anyway.
You just said.
Anyway, Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Why is it that Kohen Gadol Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Why is it that a Kohen Gadol must take a haircut every week? My taima. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Hol Mishmaros Mischadshos. Because we have new groups coming in, and the new group should see the Kohen Gadol in his perfect state. So therefore, since we have new groups coming in every week, they should take a haircut. The Kohen Gadol should take a haircut on Thursday evening, and therefore he will look perfection. When the new group comes in, they will see the Kohen Gadol and they will say, "Wow!"
Even though they will also see him not in perfection. They will at least initially,
exactly.
But as a representative of, I see like the Melech Yisrael as the representative of
cloud is for Allah, and Kohen Gadol is the representative of Hashem here. So we're saying that the representative of Klal Yisrael has to be perfect, and the representative of Hashem can slack a little bit after day one.
Uh-huh. Well, okay. If you view it that way, I guess that's I guess that could be an issue. I don't know.
Who says that's the correct way to view it?
Maybe, right. I mean, I don't
for sure. 100%
I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. But the Kohen Gadol in many ways is representative of Klal Yisrael as well,
yeah,
because he's
sure.
also you know.
And the Melech also kind of has the Hashem element.
Yeah, he's got some. Yeah, he's got some.
Yeah, they're not. It's not like they're like.
So, right. Okay. Okay. So I will disregard your comments. Okay. Sure.
I apologize.
Okay. No problem. I'm gonna let you off this one time. So anyway, the Gemara says, "My time, Mom. I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Hoel and Mishmaris Mitzchachos Kohen." Okay. Kohen Hedyot Achas Shoshim Yom. Why does a Kohen Hedyot take a haircut every 30 days? This is for an entirely different reason. Minalan, from where do we get this from? Asya pera pera mi nazir. We're going to learn Xerah Shabbat from a nazir. Ksiv haka, by a Kohen Gadol, it says, in Yechezkel, verosham lo yigalechu, upera lo yishalechu. It says, verosham lo yigalechu, they shall not shave their heads, but pera, their locks, meaning their hairs, lo yishalechu, they shouldn't let loose, they shouldn't let it grow. Okay? So pera, it says pera by the Kohen Gadol, uksiv hasam, and it says by the Nazir, kadosh yihye,
gadol. That is a Kohen Hedyot.
Verosham lo yigalechu, pera lo yishalechu, is Kohen Hedyot. Uksiv hasam, and it says there by the Nazir, kadosh yihye, gadol pera, seirosho, he shall be holy, kadosh yihye, he shall be holy. Gedal pera, he should let his hair grow out. He should let his locks grow out. The hairs of his head he should let grow out. So Malahalan Shloshim, just like by Nazir, we know Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. I'll get to you in a second because I know you have a question.
Right?
How do we know that? What?
That's 30 days.
Good. The Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to give a fascinating teretz. Anyway, Malahalan Shloshim, how do we know that just like Nazir is a 30-day Nazirus, Afkan Shloshim, so too the Pera, when it comes to the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, when it comes to the Kohen Hedyot, he should let out his hair for 30 days. But after 30, he should cut it, says the Gemara. Rabbi Landau's question, V'nazir gufei minalan. How do we know this whole 30 days of Nazirus? Where do you get that from? That wasn't stated anywhere. It's fascinating. Gemara says, Amar of Masna stam Nazirus shloshim yom. A typical Nazirus is 30 days, unless you specify otherwise. Minalan, where do we get that from? Amar krab, because the pasuk says, Kadosh yihiyeh. Yihiyeh begematria telasen havi. Yihiyeh is gematria 30. It's unbelievable. There are very few times in Shas. There are times, but very few times in Shas where we learn a halacha lamaisa from a gematria.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is unbelievable. But there are other times.
David. Okay. David.
Yes.
Talking about
David.
Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot, the Melech. What about during Lag BaOmer?
What about it?
What about during the Omer? During the Sphira?
Yeah.
What about came much later.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, this is.
He wants to know if the Melech.
This
is after the victim. What? Rabbi Akiva. What?
With haircuts during.
No, but that was already times Rabbi Akiva. That was after the Churban.
Okay, there was no Melech.
So it's not.
It's not relevant to the Torah's laws.
In other words,
you can't say it's the same thing. And the Gemara is now going to go on as to whether we have this dinim of a Kohen Hedyot leaving his hair unshorn for 30 days nowadays. Okay.
By the way,
it wasn't discussed nowadays whether that applies. Why doesn't it apply? Why is it that we don't have Kohanim getting the haircuts every 30 days nowadays? Yes.
This what you said is very unusual that we learn a halacha from Gematria.
Yes.
I'll strengthen that. There's a Mishnah Abba says that Gematria is like part from the Torah. Right? What's the Mishnah say again?
Yeah.
It's like it's not the real Gematria. Substance, you know?
Uh-huh.
And yet here we're learning a halacha. It's very unusual.
Very good. Okay, very good. Rabbi Landau was going to research
the
many times in Shas. I'm glad that you volunteered because I didn't want to volunteer you, but I appreciate your I appreciate your assistance in this, and you're going to research all the times that you're going to. There's going to be a 30-page thesis.
For the Kiddush on Shabbos,
what Chabur 30? What are you talking about? Oh, very good. So you can give the Chabur. Okay, very good, Rabbi Lando. Okay, excellent. I appreciate your volunteering.
He just volunteered you to give a Chabur on Shabbos morning to
the and somebody gives a Chabur.
It's odd that we learn that a Kohen has to have his hair cut every 30 days from the fact that a Nazir is asur to have his hair cut within 30 days.
Yes, good point.
Just means for the word para means.
Gadol para means it should be left unshorn, right? It should be left left unshorn for 30 days. So too the. So the Kohen should leave his hair unshorn for 30 days. After 30 days
it's not the minimum every 30, like Ramashi should wait 30 days?
It should be cut after 30 days. The Nazir, after 30 days, he gets his hair cut as well, he shaves his head.
But he's not a Nazir over and over and over.
No, Kohen he's not.
Is a Kohen his whole life.
He is. Is that true, Moshe?
Does that mean it can't be 29, it can't be 31?
Oh, that's going to be our next question. Somebody's been cheating a little bit. Thank you very much, David.
I only cheated up here. I didn't see
it. Oh, very good. I said it's a nevuah. It's a prophecy. Okay, fine. Okay, no problem. No problem. The Gemara says, Amr le Rav Papala Baye V'dil Mahachi Kamar Rachmana. Maybe when the Torah says that a Kohen Hedyot should not shave his head, but he should not let his hair grow out. Dil Mahachi Kamar. Maybe this is what the Torah means. Rachmana. This is what the Torah means. Lo Lirbu Klal. Maybe he shouldn't let it grow at all. Maybe he shouldn't shave his head, but he shouldn't let it grow. Right? Now the Rishonim have a hard time with this, because if you're not letting it grow at all, then what do you do with the Gezeirah Shavah that's just said by a Nazir? You have to let it go 30 days. So anyway, Tosis brings this up and other people as well. But anyway, the Gemara says, maybe when the Torah says you shouldn't leave your hair unshorn, it means that you shouldn't leave it unshorn at all. So Amr Leh says to him, no, can't exactly say that, because I have a kasev lo yishalchu pera, or lo yishalechu pera, that you shouldn't you shouldn't grow out your hair. So then, kedeka amar, then you would be right in saying you shouldn't let it grow out at all. But hashta, the Torah didn't say lo yishalechu pera. I'm sorry, you're right. The pasuk kedeka amar hashta deksiv. Now that the navi actually says, the pasuk says upera lo yishalechu. So it says you should have a pera. It's focusing on the fact that you should. It's insisting that you do have a pera. You do have locks, but you shouldn't let it go, meaning you shouldn't let it grow excessively. So by the fact that it says, upera lo yishalechu, it wants you to be mekayim the pera. It wants you to have locks, to have hair, but it doesn't want you to let it loose. So there are para. So therefore, para lihave. It does want you to have para shluchi hu delo l'shalchu, but it doesn't want you to let it go entirely. So that's where we get the principle of 30 days, and that's why you don't say that it should be cut every single day. Says the Gemara, if this is true, that we have a pasuk saying that the Kohen Hedyot should leave his hair unshorn for 30 days, and then he should cut it. Yihachi afiloho idna nami. Shouldn't we say the same thing nowadays as well? So we're actually going to today. I think we're going to bleed a little bit into Yud Zayin and Beis, about 10 lines into it, because it doesn't really stop. But and I'm on a roll here. I'm kind of feeling on fire. So anyway, Yihachi afilo ha'idna nami, even though, so we should say ha'idna nami, we should say nowadays also. We should have the same imposition on the Kohen. We should have this as a halacha. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why we don't have this halacha when it comes to a Kohen Hedyot nowadays with the hair. Dumya de shesuye yayin. Because it's similar to drinking wine. Ma shesuye yayin bizman biya hu da'asar shlo bizman biya shari. Just like when it comes to drinking wine, only when a Kohen is being oved in the mikdash do we have a restriction of drinking wine, but when he's not oved, we do not have such a restriction. As it says, Mefurish, in the Pasuk in Yechezkel over there, it says that the Kohen is not allowed to drink wine, Bivawam el ha-chatzar apnimis. When they come into the Chatzar Panimis, they're not allowed to drink wine, which is mashma. They're allowed to drink wine when they're not coming to the Chatzar Panimis, when there is no avoda. So just like when it comes to wine, the Kohen head yod, it doesn't apply to him. Nowadays, so too, the whole hair thing, which is hukash. There is a comparison from the hair to the wine. That's also afachanami. Also, when it comes to the hair, we're not going to have that restriction as well nowadays.
But this does not address... Didn't the Kohanim also, in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, of course, they built it. Okay? There's a halacha of... No, you know, you don't have wine before you built it.
You better not.
So this you know, we're only talking about the service in the Beit HaMikdash.
Yes.
You know, this is not talking about aside from the service.
Yes.
The davening.
Well, you don't drink wine before davening anyway in the morning.
What are you talking about? What's your problem? You're saying there is such a halacha of wine in duchening nowadays?
Yeah.
So how can the Gemara say that there's no such a halacha? Okay. The answer is because we parallel the Isurim when it comes to a Kohen duchening nowadays to the Kohen in the Avoda. It's piggybacking off of that halacha. It's true. But otherwise, a Kohen, if he's not duchening, if it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he could get shikered up. Right? I'm sure this is a very common occurrence with you.
No.
Come on, Moshe.
I don't drink.
We're all friends here. We're all friends.
Moshe, I've seen you in the bagel store. You're loaded, Moshe.
No.
He goes more for the Jack Daniels.
Yeah, he goes for the Jack Daniels. Anyway.
Once in a while, a little.
That's what he says.
Okay, he's already starting to admit it. Here we go.
No.
By the time this year is over, this guy's going to be admitting to half a bottle a day.
No.
Anyway, Vahatanya. That's okay. That's all right. We're all friends.
To the moon, David.
We're all friends. Vahatanya. How can you say that there's no such thing, no such halacha of the of drinking wine by a Kohen nowadays? We see Vahatanya. We have a brisa that says Rebbe Omer. Rebbe said in the brisa we quoted above, Omer Ani, he said, Kohanim Asurim Lishtos Yain La'olam. I say that they should never be able to drink wine. Aval Maya says Shetekana Sokol Kolaso. What can I do that they're allowed to nowadays? V'amar Abaye, and Abaye said on that, Kaman Shvasuha Idna Kani Chamra. Nowadays, who are the Kohanim drinking like? Who are they allowed to do it like? Karebi, that's like Rebbe, Mechlal Durabanan, which implies that the Tanakama, on whom Rebbe was commenting, say, Astri, they say nowadays you're not allowed to drink wine. So how can you tell me nowadays we don't have the restriction with wine? It sounds like according to the Tanakhama, you are in fact asked to drink wine. And therefore, at least according to the Tanakhama, we should have an Isser on hair as well. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, my time up. What's the reason by wine? What's the reason why we restrict it according to the Rabbanan? Because Meher Yabana Besa Mikdash Uboinan Koina Ruila Voda Vileka. Because if we allow wine, what's going to happen? Meher Yabana Besa Mikdash, Amen. And we're going to need Kohanim. They're all drunken. They're all shikers. So then we're going to have nobody to do the Avoda. So therefore, the Rabbanan say we want to make sure as a Gzeira, we want to make sure that the Kohanim are sober. But hacha after the misaper va'ayil. When it comes to the hair, we're not as concerned. Why? Because if the base of Mikdash is rebuilt now, we give them 20 minutes. They go down to Sorek. They go to Chayim the barber. They get themselves a haircut.
That's where I'm going Thursday.
Okay, I appreciate the update. I don't know what I would do without the update.
I don't go Friday. I go Thursday.
Okay, very good.
Then he's got to wait in line.
Okay,
no,
very good.
No, he takes reservations.
So therefore, we don't have the same restriction with hair as we do with wine, because when it comes to wine, we need you available ASAP. When it comes to hair, you can get a haircut in 20 minutes. And then you're ready to go. Okay, all right.
My son, too.
Ihafi says the Gemara. If that's true, if you're going to say that, well, you know, you have a 20-minute haircut and you're good to go, Shisuya Yayin Nami, I'll tell you the same thing as with wine. After the Gani Porta, the aisle, it's possible a person just takes a small nap, he gets shikered up, he drinks takes a small nap, and he's good to go, and then he can be Ovid. How do we know that? The Rami Baraba, because Rami Baraba said the very same thing. Dam Rami Baraba, Derech Mil, Vishena. If a person walks a mil, which is approximately a mile and some, Vishena, and a little bit of asleep, Kol Shehu, even a little bit, Mefigen Esayayin, that will that will temper the effects of the wine. So we see. So we see.
Walk a mile.
Yeah, walk a mile, take a nap, and you're good to go.
Better have a breathalyzer at the entrance.
Okay. All right. Anyway. Anyway, so we see that a little bit of sleep and a walk. We're gonna have to walk to the Mikdash anyway.
That and that, or that or that.
That and that, but the fact that they're walking to the Mesa Mikdash anyway is gonna be a meal.
Or
Vishena.
And that's an Oscar transition. One or the other. Whatever.
Anyway, Vishena Kosher Mefigin Esayayin. That that tempers the effects of the wine. So therefore, we should say the very same thing. If you're going to tell me that when it comes to a hair, we don't have such a concern because a person can get a quick haircut, well, a person can take a quick nap and have the same effect. So the Gemara says, not exactly. Lav mi'itmar Allah, didn't we learn on that case? Amar of Nachman Amar Rabba Barabuha. Lo shono ela kashishasa shir revius. When did we say that the walk is going to help, or a shein, a little bit of sleep is going to help when it comes to wine? That's only if you have a revius. Aval shasa yosim revius kol shekein shederach matridasa v'sheinim ezrakarto. If you're drinking more than a revius, then certainly I would tell you that the extra walk is going to make you a little bit more tipsy, and the shein of the sleep is going to make you more shikker. So it's going to give you a hangover. So if you drink any more than a revius, you're going to have a problem. That's what you're taking out of this. So you're allowed to drink up to revius.
Yeah,
okay. The point is that the Gemara had a problem. Why is it that we say that that with wine we have a problem nowadays, but with hair we do not? So the first tirus of the Gemara, and we'll stop here. First tirus of the Gemara is that when it comes to wine, we have a problem. We have a concern that the Kohanim are going to get extra shikered up, or they're going to have at least more than the revius. In which case, they're not going to be able to be Ovid anymore, but hair is not as big a concern because they can always go to Chaim the barber. We will stop here.
Well, we also have Avrami the barber and Guy the barber.
A lot of good barbers.
Who? I don't know the others.
You don't know Avrami? He makes house calls.
Oh, the guy who does house calls. Is he still 25 shekels, or that was just the first one-time deal?
Isaac's son.